You're listening to the show about disappearing ankles and erotic puppetry. It's Pork Fried Dice.
I'm Eric, and I'm the Dungeon Master.
I'm Abby, and I play Rafina.
I'm Alex, and I play Bathwack.
I'm KT, and I play Will.
I'm Denise, and I play Gwen.
Hold on to your haversacks. Let's roll.
Yeah, it's not very appropriate for you to go in.
We're gonna go in, and it's just gonna be a room full of 14-year-olds.
Like in Hot Fuzz when everyone's underage at the pub. Yeah. What? When's your birthday? February 14th. What year? Every year. all right. Yeah. Fine. Will would put up a fuss, but I don't really want to actually argue for the inclusion of a 14-year-old in a sexy bar.
I clearly see you've expressed yourselves in a clear and conscientious manner.
Yeah, these guys are a bunch of squares, you know?
So that I should stay outside and you're right. So, what should I do?
I'll show you something inappropriate later. That's not what I meant to say.
I don't want to see it.
I don't want to see it either. Never mind.
Wait, you don't want to see what?
God.
I'm confused now.
It's like, all right, guys, you guys do what you're doing over here.
No!
I'm going to
Will runs
go
out
that
of the
way.
House. Will runs out.
Is it inappropriate to say I'll just stay out here and think about Gwen?
Yes. Don't
okay.
say oh, it out loud. What's
I
wrong
won't
with
say
you,
that
Sheenie?
Either.
Sheenie.
All right.
There's a line.
This
Listen.
Is a weird. Yeah, we're trying to figure out where the line is.
Yes, the line is.
We gotta find
shut
it
up,
and just
yeah.
go a little bit over it.
Let's. Should we involve Adam somehow, even though he's not in the show yet? Can I think about Adam?
Adam would love it. Oh, no, he's 14. Never mind. No, Adam would not love that. Sorry, Adam. Jeez. God, just like.
I'll think about anime. Is that okay?
Yes, senpai.
Oh my god.
I think that's kind of okay, right?
Oh, jeez. Okay, what's next, Eric?
Pikachu, I choose you. Team Red Rocket.
Oh my god!
I don't know what I'm doing right now.
Oh my god!
That's a thing, right?
A Red Rocket is a dog's dick.
I know
dude.
What it is.
Okay.
But also I know what Team Rocket is.
Oh, right? Thank you for explaining it. Okay. Oh,
come
yeah,
on,
you guys
Abby.
Are cat people,
oh yeah,
I
you're
guess.
Cat people.
Do cats have Red Rockets?
Oh, I knew what a Red Rocket was.
Oh,
I mean, I assumed that there was like a phallic thing going on, but I didn't realize it was
yeah,
specific
sorry.
To
it's
dogs.
Like the
oh, it
dogs
definitely is. It's
because,
highly specific
because,
to dogs.
And I don't I'm not going to excuse this on the podcast. But when dogs, they like this red penis comes
I have
out.
Witnessed this. Yes, yes, I have seen this.
That's
Thank
a
you.
Red Rocket, Abby.
Thank you.
That's what
That's
it's called.
A red Rocket.
Okay, tell me more. Wait,
okay.
No, don't.
Rocket Pops.
Too hot for Pork Fried Dice.
Okay, so long story
wow,
short, Sheenie
Pikachu,
is
I
outside,
you.
And listeners, you can. Fill in the gaps however you would like, whatever's
oh,
appropriate for you,
oh,
but Sheenie is not inside.
But can I say that if there's what? A brochure or something inside, I totally sneak it out to Sheenie so he can go check it out, because Will thinks everyone's a square.
Okay.
Guys, Will's a bad
hey,
guy.
Hey, guys, guess what?
What?
Goatsy.
Guess what? Goatsy.
Oh, what have we done to Abby?
Poor Abby.
She's still watching Prehistoric Road Trip, oh but my... also she says that.
Second time through, man.
Oh my god. Okay.
Anyway.
And we're back.
So.
Yes.
You find yourself walking down an alley. The buildings are leaning above. Yes. Well. I mean, Sheenie okay. is still with you, but not for long.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you're approaching the Hands and Fingers Puppet Theater.
Okay.
And you've all determined that it would be morally and socially wrong for Sheenie, the 14-year-old Sheenie, to accompany you inside.
Will absolutely disagrees.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but everybody else.
Bath doesn't care.
Yeah. But wow. KT and Alex
I'm
and
the one that brought
Abby
it up.
And
I
Denise
was very, yeah, obviously.
And Eric, apparently.
Understanding. Yeah.
Say no.
Okay.
Okay.
Is there anything cool Gwen around
no
this?
No, too.
Yeah, Gwen's good. Around this
no,
area.
Alex is fine with the no. Yeah.
Is there anything around this area where I feel like Will could be like, well, this is fun too, to go do that? No,
I mean, you're
looking.
In the Scarlet Market. There's lots of entertainment.
Yeah, what is there there?
I mean, lots of stuff. There's tons of karaoke bars.
Is there like a, yeah, okay, can I buy him a beer and just, like, can I just give him some gold and be like, go buy a beer and go over there? Sheamy, stay
a
right
beer.
Here. Yeah, an ale, whatever it is. Well, a mead. some tea.
A slow gin
some
fizz.
Some alkies in it. A slow gin fizz, yeah. I just give him money
okay.
and I tell him to go have fun. But
right.
I say it in my head. I'm like, okay, I try to sleight of hand him money. That probably has to do a role.
It does have to do a role.
And then I'm like, don't do anything I wouldn't do.
And your whole purse spills out onto the
sleight of hand.
Sorry, I'm trying to do yeah, that probably will happen.
I'm waiting for when you're going to discover what got stolen.
Oh, yeah, me too.
No. Oh, I'm going to roll again to see. Oh, 27. Ooh! It's probably a wasted
nice.
Roll. It's for nothing.
That, yeah, you have nobody has any idea.
Okay, good. And I handed him money.
Uh-huh.
And I said, go have fun
How
at
much
that
money?
Bar over there. 5 gold.
All right, deduct it.
That's a lot of money. I'm trying. That's
yep.
why I went to
I
my
understand.
Thing, but I can't.
I get it.
What do I do?
5 gold. Okay. All right, guys. Don't do anything I wouldn't do.
Oh, my
do.
God. You're going to ruin it all, you idiot. Shut up.
And so you meander your way down this alley. The buildings lean precariously above. It's almost as if you're in this little sheltered tunnel. There's an old hanging sign that's hanging from one little hook that says the Hands and Fingers Puppet Theater. And the alley smells of mildew and urine.
Ew.
Ooh.
Oh, this place stinks.
Urine, the character?
It smells
yeah,
just
so.
Like him.
And he smells like a. Oh, I was going to say he smells like a spring breeze.
Spring breeze.
It's foreshadowing.
It's post shadowing.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. What are you talking about?
Am I here?
I can't say. No, I'm kidding.
So you think you're in the right place? It says the Hands and Fingers Puppet Theater. It looks like it's about to fall on your heads.
Oh, no.
And there's a small door set in the side of the alley.
Wait, so it looks like it's about to fall off? Like it's dingy?
It's like half hanging. It's like. There's two little O-rings, and one of them is not connected.
I'm going to try to fix it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Because okay. I'm good at that. No, I'm not at all. All
right. Give
Gwen's
me...
gonna be like, you can go ahead and fix the sign. I'm going to go in.
You can give me a roll.
Hopefully it's better than the outside.
Give me
I guess I'm going in.
Give me a dexterity roll.
Here we go.
Oh, no.
Was that a 3?
Oh,
wow.
Spanakopita. Natural one.
It's funny
right.
how it, I mean, it really lines
wow.
up. I mean, my perception's horrible. My
yep.
dexterity's horrible. My strength mm-hmm. is good.
It lines
yep.
right up.
So you reach up there and you're like trying to hook that other hook, the other sort of eye bolt onto the other hook up there. And you're straining, you're just slightly too short. Like it's high up there. You're tall and you're reaching up and you're kind of pushing the sign up and trying to hook it on. And it's just like just slightly out of reach and you
Can
pull
I...
the whole sign off.
Oh, no. I was going to try to help him with he pulls it off. That's awesome.
So now you're holding a sign that says the Hands and Fingers Puppet Theater.
Well, Bathwack, according to Bear Toggle City law, now you got to spin that sign around and be one of those sign spinner guys. You probably don't know what that is because you're from like a cliff or something, but you know what I'm saying? Spin
Bathwack,
around.
There's your new shield.
Yes! Oh my gosh.
All right, I'm putting it in my backpack.
Well, wait, Bathwack, that's stealing.
Wait a second. You just said it's his new shield.
I was joking.
Well, I don't think so. We don't joke in this group. Things we say are completely serious at all times, Gwen. Or have you not
well,
observed?
I didn't get the memo.
Bathwag is obviously just going to bring it inside so they can fix
it. This is my favorite thing in my inventory right now.
Well, you can offer to pay for it.
Later, yeah. There we go.
Later, yeah, whatever.
Hands and fingers sign.
Oh my gosh.
I'm going to tell them that you took that down. You can't just take things like this.
Bathwack's going to fix it. He's going to go inside, tell them that he's going to fix it. That's the whole plan, Gwen.
I'm
going to
do something. I don't know what I'll do.
He's going to fix it.
I'm definitely not going to steal it.
Yeah, he's
definitely
not going
to. I'll go in and I'll tell him. I'll tell him there's a problem.
Yeah. Refurbish it.
Okay. We can't take things. We just can't take things. And we just can't kill people.
I'm just randomly reminding you of that.
Seem more flippant than the taking things.
Yeah.
We can't take things. We can't kill people.
Yeah, I guess not. Don't do that either.
All right, now you're all standing here in a mildewy, uriny alley.
Oh no, Gwen's going in.
Oh yeah, you're just gonna open the door and go in.
Well, yeah,
the door's locked.
It's a small door, you said, right?
Yeah, it's locked though.
Are they not open this early?
Oh, weird.
Yeah, is there music?
I think I'm going to knock on it then. Come out early.
You're going to knock?
Yeah.
All right, there's a slit in the door, and the slit opens. And there's a pair of eyes peering out. You got a ticket?
Oh, I was so tempted to slide the sign right into the...
It wouldn't fit. The sign's too big.
Crunch.
Sorry.
What kind of a ticket do I need?
We take
have
it to the
coupons,
show.
And we have hands, and we have fingers.
Oh, you got coupons?
We have free drink coupons.
Oh, okay, sure. Everybody got one?
All right.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right, slide them on in here.
Here you go. Are you going to pour our drinks through the slot?
Nope. I'm going to hand them to you when you come in. You got a ticket or not?
Yeah, I have a ticket.
Well, then slide it on in.
Fine. Slide it in.
Ha! I got you to do something!
He squirts me with a water gun.
That's Eric. Very happy to get KT to do something.
Yep.
Yes! Feels so good. All right. So, well then come on in! And the door is swept open to reveal a small, cramped, colorful room. You can stride in. You're all handed a cup with an umbrella poking out of it. as you walk into the room, there's cushions crowded on the floor, and most of which are occupied. This is a room that's a very small and buzzing with activity.
Oh no, I have to sit on the floor?
This reminds me of my apartment in Morrow's Inlet.
Oh yeah, I know, so many pillows. Oh.
Yep, everybody's sort of talking amongst themselves. It's sort of a pre-show excited atmosphere.
Everyone
in the room.
Has the same drink.
Everybody has the same type of cup.
Guys,
there's someone sort
drink.
Of striding, walking through, picking their way through, handing out drinks and things like that. But you're able to find a spot on the floor, mm-hmm. on the cushions if you so choose. But it's not an
where
easy...
are they relative to like the door or anything?
I mean, it's a very small space. So it's all kind of close to the door.
Guys, hey guys, don't drink your drink yet. I have a check for traps. Would that check for poison?
I don't know.
Rafina's feeling paranoid.
Yep. So
oh
am
no,
I.
Is Will rubbing off on you?
I think so.
Oh dear.
Ew, no, know, stop saying that in this district, guys. Get a totally wrong
I want to see that, says
you're
Sheemy.
Not, you're not here, Sheemy. Get out of here.
I'm spending money somewhere else.
Detect poison and disease. Here we go. All right. It's a small area, so I'm going to do it, guys. So just somebody quick, give me a U-leaf.
A U-leaf?
No one has a U-leaf?
I have one of those umlaut leaves.
Well... Oh, wait, just kidding. I have one. Okay, we're good.
What do you do with the U-leaf?
I put it up my nose.
Okay.
Just for while I'm saying the spell.
Uh-huh.
And I... do I have to roll anything?
Nope.
No.
Mm-hmm.
I just press the button.
I mean, it's verbal, somatic, and material. So what does this sound like?
It's kind of like that. It's got to be very subtle. Uh-huh. We don't want anyone to know I'm doing this.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it also has to involve your nose.
Yeah, it's even more muffled with this leaf up
nasal.
Your nose.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's definitely.
It's up my nose.
Uh-huh.
Does the leaf shoot out at the end?
When the spell is completed, it does. Yes. It does. It turns Boom. Red and it rockets out. It's amazing.
It's all wet. It's glistening.
Ew!
Oh, ew. Dog penises. What are we doing to Abby? What is pork fried dice? This is our show. What is happening?
I'm floored.
That's the reason they don't have a dog, just
Abby,
because of that.
Alex has sheltered you from so many things.
I never thought this day would arrive.
Alex, I'm going to send this to your boss, just so you know. I'm going to send this episode to your boss. And I'm going to make it edit it and make it sound like you were like, yes, this is my favorite episode.
No. The thing I'm floored about is that this cow came out of Abby's mouth.
Yeah. Uh-huh. That red rocket came out of Abby's mouth.
Whoa!
It did. Came out of Rafina's nose and Abby's mouth.
Wow.
All right. Oh. Can we please find out if anything's poisonous or diseased?
All right. Okay. Rafina, you sense the presence and location of no poisons, poisonous creatures, or diseases within 30 feet of you.
Ooh. All right, guys. I wasted my yew leaf, but rest assured, we're allowed to drink these drinks.
That is never a waste to check for poison.
Yew leaf.
So who drinks from their cup?
Not me.
Gwen does.
Rafina tries to drink it through the top of the umbrella, believing it's a straw.
It's not.
Mine doesn't taste very good, guys. I think I've got a splinter.
I don't think it's a straw, Rafina. It's just a decoration.
Oh.
It's like an umbrella you could give to one of your bug friends or the dead bugs in the dead bug museum.
Oh, everybody, give me your little umbrellas.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you can have mine here. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Give me mine, too.
I put it in my special pocket for things for my bug museum.
Mm-hmm. All right. Anybody who takes a drink, which sounds like it's just Gwen.
Oh, no, I'm taking a drink, too.
Oh, okay. Oh. Got it. It's meat juice. No, it's...
Ew. Gwen was thrilled.
It's just solid pork.
It's a pork cube.
This is so good and chewy.
No, it is extremely strong, fresh squeezed lemonade.
Oh.
Like very strong. Little sugar. Very lemony lemonade.
But no alcohol.
Nope. I mean, you don't know. You're drinking through an umbrella.
I know.
But anybody who does know, you don't think it's alcoholic. No. Mm. This is a puppet theater. For kids.
For kids. Okay.
So you settle down on these cushions.
Yeah.
Theoretically. Settle down. Yeah. Will, it's just so comfortable.
How many stains are on them? Come on. We know what kind of theater this is. None.
None.
That's suspicious.
There are no stains
as well.
On these. All right. There's one.
It's bear toggle.
Does nobody have fluids?
What's the least suspicious amount of stains on a cushion?
Everyone knows how to contain their fluids and keep them off the furniture in bear toggle.
Why have I been living in Tivoli all this time when that place existed? That's where I should be living. Holy moly.
Fluids contained?
This would be the best place.
That's like 50% of Will's job is how to contain people's fluids.
It's like figuring out how to contain all the fluids. This is insane. Wow. We have
Tivoli sounds terrible.
There's fluids everywhere.
Yeah, there's too many fluids.
You can't contain them.
All right. Yeah, I mean, I'll sit down if I feel safe enough.
Have you ever?
No.
No. But you kind of have to. You can't stand. It's too uncomfortable to stand. The cushions are all packed together and people are just kind of crowded
in there. I can't
just
stand in front of somebody, no.
There's these, like, cool. There's
I
murmured...
I want to sit behind Will.
Oh, I keep trying to sit behind you. We eventually get to the wall. We're sitting on somebody else.
You're on Bathwack's shoulders.
Yes.
No, but it's tightly packed in here. And mm-hmm. people, there's like a hushed sort of energized vibe in the room. People are just talking amongst themselves, but there's sort of an energy. Huh?
How soon does the show start, guys? How soon? Do we see a sign or anything?
Nope. There is a stage, like a little puppet stage up in the front of the room. There's like a little raised sort of wall with like an opening with little curtains. And in the stage area, there is a staircase.
Oh, no. Okay.
A grand one?
Oh, no.
It looks kind of grand. Puppet wise.
Puppet grand.
A puppet grand. Version.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
A baby grand staircase. That was for you, Abby.
Thank you.
You're welcome. But yeah, everybody's sort of talking amongst themselves. You don't know how long you have to wait. I mean, the seating area is relatively full. So you would think that probably the show's going to start
soon.
Are
there children here?
You don't see any children.
How old is everyone? Like old or just a mix?
Ancient. Like unfathomably. No, they're all adults.
Okay.
Of varying ages.
What's the person that was at the door? What is he like? Like, what does he look like or what not? He just disappeared somewhere.
You just see a halfling sitting on a stool by the door.
Hmm. Should we talk to
him? Doesn't seem to be paying any attention to you.
Ask him when the show starts.
He's reading something.
He looks like the bouncer.
You think it's the person whose eyes appeared in the slit? Yeah, who let you guys in?
Gotcha.
Should we talk to somebody or talk to him or just wait for the show?
All of you, if you're looking around, see a familiar face a few cushions away. As a bit of a hulking Gorbis. Figure. It is not Gorbis. It is Dean Kellerman.
Oh, it's Keck.
Oh.
It's not Keck.
Keck!
Keck!
I want to be Keck. I love Keck.
Okay, the Dean is here.
The Dean is there.
Does he
see
us?
Perched on his own cushion. He doesn't seem to notice you, now. He looks like he's intently looking at the stage, waiting for something to happen. He's in his scholarly robes.
Is he wearing a key?
He is wearing his key. It's right around his neck, just like you saw him before.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You guys, should we go say hi to the Dean?
Will.
Yeah.
Will.
Mm-hmm.
Will, should we get the key?
Yes.
I love Gwen and Rufino are like, let's go say hi! Yeah. And Bathrack will, should we just get the key?
Yes.
Let's steal the key and
we'll get
out of here.
I imagine Gwen and Rufino just going up happily while we're like, oh shit, they're already going up there, right? Maybe we'll look for distraction.
Yeah, Gwen and Rufino will go up and be like, Dean, Dean, hi, hi, look, we're here.
Hi, good to see you here.
Oh, hello. Hello, yes. I'm here. We talked about this place and yes, here I am.
You don't have to just, it's okay. You don't, we're not judging.
Hmm?
We understand why you're here.
Yes.
We understand.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Yes. We understand why I'm here. Yes.
Sorry, I look a little bit different, but it's still me.
You're purpler.
Yes.
Spikier.
Yes.
So I see that you have escaped unscathed. You weren't involved in the Great Staircase race crash.
No, problems. I was at the foot race and I received this free coupon and I took it as a sign. I know you all were going to try to scope out some talent for me, but I thought, well, maybe this is fortuitous. I had a free coupon that I redeemed at the door and I'm here waiting and going to see the show. And afterwards I plan on approaching some of the performers and asking them if perhaps they can help me form a new course or discipline.
Biology 101.
Stripping.
All right, of course.
Exotic dancing.
Yes.
Is this room so small that we can hear this conversation? Can I roll or can you tell me whether that guy is as awkward? Like, does he seem to be lying about something?
No.
Or like, he's just
seems
really nervous and uncomfortable. Okay. All right.
Well, it seems like, I know this isn't your fields, but we have an exotic dancer professional in our midst. And so maybe Gwen can help you identify which, after the performance, seem like good fits for the position.
Sure. Yes.
I'd be happy to.
Okay. Yes, like I said, I know you all said you would help in any way that you could, and I don't wish to doubt any of what you had promised to me, but I just was so eager to try to get the university back on sound, strong feet, and I got this coupon, and I wanted to redeem it. So here I am.
Oh, we got the coupons too.
Yeah.
Yes.
But can I ask you just a quick little question?
Mm.
So you wear that key there around your neck, huh?
Yes, the key to the university? Of course I do. I'm the dean.
Oh, that's the key to the university.
Mm-hmm.
Would I be able to borrow it for a little bit?
I mean, maybe if you... I mean, you all promised to help sort of get everything back in good working order. I suppose that maybe once we got things sort of going, I could potentially let you borrow the key, sure.
Oh, okay. All right.
We give it back, right? Right, Gwen?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, I just wanted to borrow it. Borrowing, you use it for, you take it for a little bit, and then you give it back to its rightful owner, which would be you.
Mm-hmm. As the dean of the Baratoglou University. Because I am the rightful owner of the key as the dean.
Mm-hmm. Of
Good.
Course.
Bathwack, that conversation is real weird, don't you think?
I was thinking of casting Zone of Truth.
Holy shit, that's awesome. Yeah. Except I would be in it, right? I hate that spell. It feels like oppression.
Tastes weird on the back of Will's throat.
Yeah. Should I cast that invisible hand thing and try to steal the key? That's not going to work.
I'm going to cast Zone of Truth and just... barely keep Will out of this circle.
Oh my god, that's out. So touching.
Out.
So touching.
It's merely contractual.
Yeah, okay.
No, I didn't say that though.
Such a small room, too. My goodness.
Mm-hmm.
I know, everyone here is going
to
be
You're
going
to have to gerrymander the limits of your zone.
Yep.
Oh man, the range is 60 feet. I'm going to cover the stage. I'm going to cover everything. Oh, I actually absolutely want to get the stage in this.
They won't be able to lie during the performance.
The range is 60 feet, but it's a 50-foot radius sphere.
Oh, right.
15-foot, sorry.
15, radius, yeah, you're right.
Sphere. But yeah, you can get Dean Kellerman in it and not Will. And yeah, you'd probably catch a good chunk of the stage in the sphere as well.
I just think that would be fun.
Yeah.
Yes.
Says Bathwack to himself. To nobody.
I love the Zone of Truth. It has always caused fun things.
So I think we care about Dean Kellerman. So he's going to have to make a charisma saving throw.
Yeah. It's DC 16.
Okay. Roll that. All right. He rolled a 17 plus whatever.
Oh, so he doesn't need to.
Mm-mm.
Tell us the truth.
No.
Aw.
Boo.
Boogers.
He looks around.
Yeah. Does he tell?
What? What's going on? Is the show starting? Oh, the show's starting. The lights are dimming.
Oof. Oof. That's a close one.
So yeah, there's some sort of lanterns in the room that seem to be dimming. Oh. Nobody's physically dimming them, so you suspect it's maybe some sort of magic at play.
Cool.
And then all of a sudden, there's a spotlight on the staircase up on the puppet stage.
Mm-hmm.
And you hear a voice in your heads that goes, "Let the grand staircase foot race begin!"
Mm. Rufina starts clapping wildly.
Okay. And other people around you sort of take up the clap. Take up the clap.
Oh my god, she gives them the clap?
You give people the clap, yep.
Nobody's appalled. Wow. No one's like...
I know, like, too soon, puppets.
Yeah, really? But the voice in our head, does it feel like... Is there a way to distinguish it between other kinds of magic like that? Yeah. Or does it feel like it's a owlish, eilish,
ibish.
What are they called?
Ibish.
Ibish, yeah. Oh, jeez. Billie Eilish.
Yeah, Billie Owlish. Can one of the Ivish be named Billy Owlish?
Billy Owlish. You're not sure. It's somehow magically in your minds. It could be from an Ibish, okay, or it could be some like a message cantrip. It's hard to say.
Hmm. But
all of a sudden there's this very skillful depiction of a crowd of people racing up the stairs, mm-hmm, but they're puppets and they're racing up this staircase in front of you. And it's very captivating. There's sort of a back and forth, and you forget for a moment that you're watching puppets. It feels like you're watching people racing up the stairs. And all of a sudden, one of the figures gets to the top, and they begin to celebrate with their arms raised high above their heads. Mm-hmm. And there's a grand cheering you all hear in your heads again. Hooray! Hooray! And then suddenly the staircase and the stage collapse forward towards you. Oh. And people scurry backwards in the audience. Like, it falls where people would be. It's a slow sort of fall.
Okay.
And it's now even more cramped and crowded. And you're sort of like elbow to elbow next to whoever you were with. Rafina and Gwen, you're like almost on Dean Kellerman's lap. And Bathwack and Will, you're almost in each other's arms, and there's just this mass of I would say humanity, but not all of you are human, so this mass of people-ality sort of just on top of each other as this collapsing stage just forces everybody closer together, mm-hmm, and the lights come up, and it reveals this actual person-sized stage beyond, and there's a group of seven performers, not puppets, actual people,
okay,
on the stage. Three men and four women. The men are all halflings. There's one woman halfling, one human halfling, one Ibish halfling, and one dwarven halfling, who immediately commence in an extremely explicit, intricate, impressive, and lengthy performance for all of you.
Okay.
None of you have seen anything like this, even Will.
Okay.
It is extremely close to, it is like bordering, like right on the edge of what you would define as hardcore.
Oh my God.
Without crossing that line.
Okay.
And you're all captivated in this audience for, I would say, around 40 to 45 minutes.
What?
As the show takes place before you.
Oh my God.
I will leave the details up to the four of you as well as the listeners.
There are so many red rockets, you guys.
Who knows what will show up in the wiki.
Oh my God.
Describing this.
I was going to say, the novelization is going to be quite graphic.
We should just ask every fan to go to the wiki right now and include your own description of what you think happened, uh-huh, on the stage.
Illustration, really.
Yes.
Yeah.
Gwen's sitting here like, I've never seen this. I gotta, oh my God. I gotta take notes.
Taking notes.
Take notes. Diagrams.
Oh my God.
Drawings.
Diagrams.
But aside from what
axle. Oh, very nice.
Aside from what I will not describe, mm-hmm, for the sake of Mark Jessen's daughter,
yeah,
I will state that there are two things of note.
Okay.
One is that the Ibish, yeah, woman seems to, around her eyes, have sort of faint rings. You've seen the Sooty Gang. So every person you've identified, yep, as a member of the Sooty Gang has these dark black circles around, mm-hmm, their Ibish eyes. Mm-hmm. This woman has looked like faint remainders, mm-hmm, of circles around her eyes. Mm. Not as dark and pronounced as those you've seen.
Oh, mm-hmm. I see.
Also, the dwarven woman, all of you recognize.
Is it Tess?
It's Tess.
Oh my God, Tess!
And Tess,
no kidding,
she is clearly the star of this show. This, wow, 40-minute long, explicit, very adult show.
Wow.
Tess is the star.
I love her so much.
Gwen.
So Gwen totally knows Tess already, yeah. Right?
Gwen yeah. does. And you've all yeah. met Tess. Mm-hmm. But yeah. And so the show concludes in the way you would assume a show like this could conclude.
It concludes. Oh.
All right. That's how KT assumes the show concludes. You've made that clear how your mind works.
Oh yeah, otherwise it's not supposed to be anything like that. And then
the stage innocent. That had collapsed sort of pulls up.
Oh.
And it's just a puppet stage again. The lights come up and you're all left there as the show has ended. Just on basically
so
in the
there?
Laps. Oof. Oh yeah.
Okay, I run out.
You run out?
So
well, the door
sweaty.
Is
Gwen's
locked.
Gonna look at the dean.
What?
Gwen's gonna look oh. at the dean because she's probably sitting in his lap at this point because if everyone was left. She's like, okay, that one halfling who is kind of the star, you're in luck. I know her, used to work with her. That's who you want.
I can't talk to her.
Why not?
Did you just and this you I don't know if you've ever seen a half orc blush, but this man is blushing as hard as you've ever seen anyone blush before. I can't
talk to her.
I can't.
Yeah. I'll talk to her. I know her. She is a we used to work together.
I mean, I feel like I know her.
Whoa.
Yeah, you know her very well as now as well. But no, I used to work at the Rolodex Aruni with her. I taught her some of the things that she knows. Some of those things up there I didn't teach her. I'm going to have to take some notes. But yeah, I mean, that is certainly who you really need to have at your college. And we might be able to help with that if we can borrow that key.
She'd be like a good professor of that?
Oh, absolutely. 100%. But you're gonna have to learn to talk to her.
I can. I mean, it might take a while. Not right now. I need to go. Okay. Like, is the door is closed? That man, he pointing at Will, who's pulling on the doorknob, which is locked. He can't get out. Like, are we trapped here? How do we get out?
Yeah, that's oh. true. Why can't we get out?
Are we actually trapped? Am I actually trapped?
Is that
well? The door's locked
is
right
that,
now.
Is that halfling still there by the door?
He's sitting on a stool reading a book.
Yeah. Are you going to let us out?
Oh, sorry. Oh, yes. Of course. The show's over. Sure. Of course. And he pulls out a key and unlocks the door and opens it.
Seems a little.
Where does he put the key?
Dangerous.
Back in his pocket.
Lock the door.
Can I pick his pocket?
You could try. Give me a sleight of hand if you try.
It's not a big key, right? Doesn't look like any important key.
It doesn't look like the same keys that are around the neck of a dean or
Never
that
mind.
You've gotten.
I'm
for
just
a
obsessed
room.
With keys right now. I'm like, I want every key. Never mind. Nope. Not going to bother. I just need to get out of the steamy scent of this
oh,
room.
Oh, it's very steamy.
Yeah. Will is not a fan. He leaves. Like, he just goes out. Like, he just breathes the air
the
outside.
The uriny, mildewy air?
Yep, it's better than what's inside, maybe.
It's definitely cooler.
Yeah. I stay nearby. I'm not, like, running away. I just, uh-huh. I had to get out. Like, Will's like, nope.
Okay. Will leaves. And Dean Kellerman sort of pulls himself over some of the people still sitting on the cushions, just reclining in amazement mm-hmm. Or stupor, or wonder, or pleasure, mm-hmm. and pulls himself out of the room as well. That was something, huh? He's got, like, his hands on his knees. He's, like, bent over, breathing hard.
Yeah, that position you're in, I can tell what you're trying to hide. You know what I'm saying?
My erection? Yes. I'm not trying to hide it. I just can't breathe very well.
Wow.
It's very humid in there.
Did you have some of the lemonade? Or wait, no, drink? I wouldn't know it's lemonade because I didn't drink it. Did you have some of the drink?
I had some lemonade.
Is there anything in it?
I don't know.
You don't know. Just wondering.
Bathwick steps outside and over, just away. I don't want to. I don't know what you guys are talking about, but you know.
I'm married.
You're married? Oh, yeah. He's married. Yeah.
So.
Yeah. So.
I've heard about this place. This is what we're. I guess this is going to bring. I mean, I could see how it would bring people to the university.
I thought you were talking about erotic puppetry. It's not like that.
No, I was talking about that puppetry itself.
Oh.
Can be erotic, which we already teach at the university.
Oh, you were just talking about like regular puppetry and it's erotic because you're turned on by puppets, not like erotic puppetry.
Well, I mean, puppetry inherently, he's kind of straightening up.
Oh, God.
Straightening his clothes. I mean, puppetry itself is inherently
has
sort of a carnal nature to it.
Right. Okay. Well,
right.
I think this is the problem, is that you don't seem to really, I don't know what anyone wants at your university. You know, this is the kind of stuff people want to see. They don't want to just like
look at
a puppet on a stage dancing around.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
this is what's going to put money in your pocket.
This is going to be the next.
It's going to keep the university alive.
Yes.
Yes.
Discipline at the Bertolli University.
Discipline. Oh, okay. I thought you were saying there needs to be discipline, but I understand you're saying discipline. This is the new discipline. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The new course of study.
Yeah.
Clearly. And your friend said she would talk to the sort of star of that show. She said she knew her. I'm going to go back to the university.
Yeah, you're going to be in your bunk.
What?
Bye.
Maybe bring her.
Bathwick's going to try to catch Will's attention.
Oh, okay.
Without catching the dean's attention. And gesture to his, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe if you were to come over here, we could do something. But, you know, I need to, like, distract him or something like that. I say in my head something like that. Maybe if you come over here. Something?
Are you saying you message Bathwack?
To Bathwack, yes.
Okay.
Did I say right. that? In his head.
Make sure the dean is between Will and I.
Okay.
But, you know, I'm not trying to make that obvious, like forming kind of a triangle, you know.
I think I have to go, but like, she said that she was going to talk to her and about being a new professor at the college. So
right,
I guess.
Yeah, I mean, I think you also have to think about like a payment structure and things like that. You know, if you're going to pay your faculty or whatever, mm-hmm. you're going to have to maybe get some more income. Now, when we were over, Bathwack, why don't you tell them about when we were over in front of the university when we were trying to find the dean? Remember what happened? It was Gwen twerked. And
there were like some people interested, right? In classes, is that?
Yeah.
What kind of classes? Yeah. He turns to look at Bathwack.
Well, I mean, like, you know, I think classes that teach some, well, maybe not exactly what we saw in there, but, you know, something like that.
Hmm. I mean, if it were exactly like that, that'd probably be pretty good.
Oh, well, I mean, I'm sure you could find something like that, too. I'm trying to, how can I be more distracting? Oh, hey, you got, check this out.
Okay.
I'm going to pull the sign out of my backpack. be like, look what I found.
Bathwack starts twerking.
Look what I found.
Maybe this will look great at the university. I don't know. I'm going to hold it out and show him the sign.
I'm going to send a message to Bathwack. Will, like, he's used to doing this kind of stuff with other people who are like have the same skills, but he's going to be like, pretend like fumble it like and drop it on him a little bit, like if you're handing it to him, drop it on him a little bit.
Oh, yeah, no problem. I can drop stuff.
Roll for dropping.
Sure, I'll kind of like fling it at him.
Okay. Give me a performance check.
All right.
Whoa! And 19.
Woo woo!
Nice.
Okay, so you try to hand him this broken hands and fingers puppet theater sign. And yeah, you slide it over and it sort of clatters against him.
Okay.
Oh.
So at the same time, I'm going to be trying to slip it, you know, I'm assuming there's some kind of clasp or something, but like sleight of hand it off of his neck. Okay. If he was faced away from me, I'm assuming the clasp was on the back mm-hmm. so I can see it.
Mm-hmm. You're correct.
Mm-hmm. So if he's doing that, I'm also going to try. So I don't know if I can do this at the same time. I'm going to try to sleight of hand with my regular hands, my pickpockety hands, the chain clasp. But since he's facing away from me, I'm going to try to mage hand it from clattering to the ground.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Does that work? Okay.
All right, we'll see.
So, all right. Well, I mean, is that possible? That's what I. Oh.
All right. So a 13 plus the 19 performance from Bathwack,
uh-huh.
You're able to slip the clasp. You probably would have noticed if there weren't a giant mildewy sign being fumbled against him.
Uh-huh.
But you're able to slip the clasp off, and Mage Hand is a free action. So, yeah, you catch the key as it sort of drops off of his neck.
Okay.
With the Mage Hand.
Okay. What is the chain made out of? Like, if I can get the mage hand or, you know, get the thing around him, does that require another roll to, like, bring the thing to myself?
Nope.
Okay. So if I have it, what is the chain? Is it, like, super thick and, like, unbreakable by a hand? Like, would I be able to snap it if I pulled hard enough?
Probably not.
No? Like, it's a big-ass chain?
Mm-hmm. Because it's a big-ass key.
Okay. What if I use the small knife? Oh, it's like a really big, like it's super, super thick.
It's a metal
thick.
Chain.
A metal chain. Right. But like, is it made of gold? What is it made of?
Some sort of, maybe like a steel or an iron. Oh. You're not sure. It's not like gilded. It's more functional than.
Okay. All right.
Than decorative.
Okay. Well, then hopefully he just doesn't notice, I guess. I was going to try to maybe. Oh, man. Can I slip the key off the chain? Like, if we're still talking, like, this all happened. I try to get the key over to myself.
You do.
Can I slip the key off the chain?
Yeah. Slides right off of
okay,
it.
Okay. Then very quickly, I guess we have to keep talking. I'll like, make this kind of gesture.
Sign would look good. Sorry about that. Yeah. Usually a little more careful. Yeah, do you think this would look good at the university or, I don't know.
I mean, this is somewhat of a well-known place. I think that would be a little confusing or suspicious.
You're probably right, I guess, but you could take it and you could just bring it back with you. You could keep it in your office or something.
I'm probably just gonna give it back to these people. I don't really have a
We'll just steal a stop
it.
Sign and give it to you instead.
Yeah, yeah. We'll spray paint it. Yeah. We'll stick it in your... Yeah, exactly.
Shoot some bullet holes in it.
They could probably just, like, hang it back up, I think. Like, they probably
actually, could
want
you,
it.
Could you help me? You're right. I mean, that's really... Can you help me hang this up? I had some trouble earlier when I was trying to...
Oh, yes.
I mean, fix it and it fell down. Can you help me put it back up?
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, I can hold it up here. Do you want to try
to... So maybe, like,
it back
maybe
on,
if you
or?
Hold it... If you hold it up, then like uh-huh. I can like reattach it.
Okay.
It'll be much easier with two people.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. I'll hold it up. Okay. And he holds it up sort of above the door where it
gonna
would
try
hang.
To. I'm going to try to fix it while Will does whatever he's doing.
Okay. So I'm casting creation and I'm making a key as close to this key as I can. Sure. And I'm going to slip that onto the chain.
Uh-huh.
I'm slipping the other key into my pocket.
Good. You can do that.
Mm-hmm.
No roll needed for that.
Okay.
And then what?
And then I cast creation and I put the key on the chain.
Okay. Yep. That's fine.
It's done.
Yep,
okay.
That's done.
And then as they're doing that, at one point, I'm going to toss the necklace under him, like as if it fell off his neck.
Okay.
Got with it. A clattering sound.
All right. Bathwack, give me a dexterity check to try to fix the sign.
Not again.
Yep.
It falls down, knocks him out. Well, I guess we didn't need that elaborate thing. Just run!
Oh, ridiculous.
Well, that's a save. That's a save. You're not doing a dexterity save, just a dexterity check.
Oh, so you're going to let me get away with that.
I mean, you just have to roll again, because that was the wrong roll. Oh, it's worse. It's worse. Oh, went from a 6 to a 5.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, you don't seem that's to be hilarious. Able to hook this sign back on to however it was hung up there. But then all of a sudden, there's this clattering sound below you.
This sign is really broken. Man.
Yeah, I don't know. What? Are you okay up there? Do you want to maybe hold it?
No, look. Yeah, it's your necklace, Dean.
Oh! My university key. Oh. How would I get back in to the university without my key?
Yeah, that wouldn't be good. Pick it up, or somebody might steal it. You know.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm going to help your friend here fix this sign first. I'll get it. Just keep an eye on my key for me, please.
What? Just keep an eye on the key? Just
well, I'm holding the sign. I can't really bend down. We're
Do you
trying
think
to fix
you're
gonna
the
sign. You're
going to be able to fix the sign? I think we should just bring it back inside.
Switch. Why don't you, like, reattach it, and I'll hold it. Yeah, something like that.
Okay. Bathwick, give me a strength check to see if you can hold up the sign long enough.
Will, like, shrugs at Bathwick, like, what else are we doing here? I don't... What is
Oops,
it?
Sorry, I did the wrong one.
Oh, we'll keep that one, though. That's a 23.
We'll just keep all the
waiting for you to forge a brand new key.
It's ridiculous. Like, I can't no dexterity.
All right.
No perception.
All right. Kellerman's going to roll a dexterity check to see if he can 12 plus his dex. Oh yeah, he's fine. He hooks that thing right up.
Wow.
Mhm. It's swinging there in the mildewy
yeah,
uriny
like
breeze.
Just ripping it off for stuff.
No.
There we go.
It was Bathwick a cool shield.
Dusts his hands off.
I really wanted that to be Bathwick's right. shield.
And he bends down and picks up his key on his chain.
That looks much better. Thanks
Hooks
for your
it
help.
Around his neck.
Glad we had that little talk.
Yeah.
I mean, I wasn't.
That helped to clear my head a little bit. But yeah, I think I'm going to head back to the university. Your friend in there, she's going to talk to the star of the show there, like I said. I guess bring her around. And
you're gonna have to treat her well in order for her to stay there and actually
well,
drum
of course,
up.
I treat all of my business. Faculty well. All
right, I'm just saying it's falling
this is
apart.
The Beartoggle
in there.
University.
Okay, I think you should change the name of it too. If you're gonna like focus on this course,
what should
like
the name
be?
The,
I don't know, something a little saucier.
Oh.
The Bear Snoggle like University.
The Marinara University.
What? No.
Alfredo.
No. No.
Vodka?
Pesto.
Pesto! Pesto you hear
University.
Just pesto echo from within in Rufina's
pesto!
Voice.
Pesto!
Rufina has to participate in all enterprises involving naming.
And sauce.
And sauce.
So yeah, so he heads off down the alley. The sign is swinging there. You've got a key in your pocket, Will. Mm-hmm. Rufina and Gwen, the audience is slowly filtering out now that the door has been opened, and there's this little door next to the puppet stage, and the performers are also sort of filing out, and we've got a few nameless men and women, and then second to last is the Ibish woman, and then last of all is Tess herself, the dwarvish woman, the star of the show. You feel like you know her better than you ever have. Even you, Gwen. And, you know, perhaps she'll be up for some conversation. And we're going to find out next time on Fork Fried Dice exactly how. Fork, we're going to find out next time on Fork Fried Dice exactly how the conversation goes.
I can't wait for the Tess and Gwen reunion. I'm so excited. Nah. I did not expect Tess to be back. She's going to be so mad at us. Did we ever even tell her about Marco? Did
I
we?
Don't know if she's figured it out by now.
Yeah.
How is she already in Beartoggle?
I don't think we did.
Bathwick told her in the store when he was pretending to be a shopper.
I feel like he didn't.
Oh, he didn't.
He was like trying to be like, it was
right.
so awkward.
Yeah, that sounds
I was
right.
like, oh, well, sorry.
Sorry. I'm shopping for candy.
Yeah.
Hey everyone, if you like what you hear, please consider leaving us a kind review wherever that sort of thing happens. Also, support us by sending us a tip on Ko-fi. You can find all of our social media links at porkfrieddice.com. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time.